It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
Welcome to Hipsters Hate Us. I am your host, Vale Binks. We are on episode 68 of this show. If you guys are new to the program, we are all about alternative rock, hip-hop, electronica, indie rock. But for this show, we are going to be focusing on more so the alternative and indie side of music. This is a new one coming from the Foo Fighters off of their new album, Concrete and Gold. This is The Line.
Yes or no, what is true? I'm going.
Spinning stuck in TV snow. Traction, truth, and definition. They come and go. Here in a highway room, in the high tides motel. Headlights track the wall, reveal the painting of a hair in a snowfall. When the headlights get consumed by the dawn's early light, the hare and I will not have moved at all tonight. Catch a ride into town, find a place where the lights end, the music are loud. Leave everything I own in a mess here on the high tides motel room bed. Maybe I'll sleep on, now that the pressure of the evening is gone. My dreams are always more vivid when the light's shooting through the motel curtain's worn threads. A light aircraft's coming down, warm television colors are dancing round. The hair has gone to ground tonight. I think I will sleep sound. Here in a highway room, in the high tides motel, I am going to.
we got through our first set on the show. That was Penny Blacks with the High Tides Motel. If I'm not mistaken, I always considered the Penny Blacks, if I was right, was kind of more of a heavy band in the Maritimes, but I guess I'm a little bit wrong on that account. That was a really mellow song, almost reminded me of something REM would do, but I knew at the end that they were going to pick it up and bring it up to that level that we really need it for that rocking section. We also heard in this set from Nirvana with Stay Away, coming from their 1991 record Nevermind, which really broke in the floodgates of grunge music back in the day. On a previous show, I said 1992, but the only reason I said that is because I was born in 1992 and forgot that Nirvana broke out into the alternative scene back in 91. Just some great stuff. In Nirvana, we all know that has Kurt Cobain, but who was on the drum kit? That, of course, was Dave Grohl, who is in Foo Fighters, who we heard started off our set. They have a new album out called Concrete and Gold. The track we heard from them is called The Line off their new album. Really good stuff. You know, the Foo Fighters are kind of known for kind of sticking with that same sound, and I don't like them as much as Nirvana, but I mean, they've stuck around this long that you really gotta commend them for being a rock band in 2017. Just great stuff. Right now, you guys are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM, and hopefully you are enjoying this show. We're gonna be going off into kind of like a little bit of a yacht rock kind of feel. This stuff, I don't really know how to describe it other than you need to listen to it. Here is Alex Cameron with Hacienda.
Hate us cause they ain't us.
They hate us cause we ain't us?
A baby cries at the hacienda. A baby cries at the hacienda. You know they only stop when they want to. No surrender. Because they only stop when they want to at the hacienda. $10 view.
and we're almost to the halfway point on the show. You are listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 FM. It is 626. I'm Vailville Binks. We'll be here till 7 o'clock bringing you guys some great tunes. We just heard from our playbox from a band called Always with a track called I'm Undertow, and they spell Always really cool. Instead of putting the W in the middle where it would be in that name, they put two V's because, you know, two V's together kind of look like a W. Before that, we heard from an artist that did something quite similar to that thing. That was Blue Hills. Instead of the U, they put a V where the U should be. Maybe it's Bluff Hills, but I'm pretty sure they were going for Blue Hills with their track, I'm So Lost. That is off their album, Come On In. Check it out, people. Really good stuff. And we started off with Alex Cameron with Hacienda, which just really has this kind of yacht rock kind of vibe going to it. That is off his new album, Force Witness. Again, great music. Check it out. New stuff coming all around on this show. We're going to keep on kind of the rockin' train. As many of you know, if you listen to the show regularly, around this point, we usually do have the hip-hop section. Now, I know that is going to offend some of my listeners, such as Benjamin Jackson and, you know, Kevin Donovan, because I always mention those guys when I do the hip-hop section, but I'm mentioning you guys anyways because we got some great music up our sleeves right now. This is Ross Tam with Bike Dream.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
To work and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street, I feel my head between my knees, an orange swirling through the cheese, an orange swirling through the cheese. Where could I go? What could I do? Put in this state, my lips and eyes give me away, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away. I see another of myself. It's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet. Sat there with my jaw open and I smiled. He pulled his sweater off and tried to explain how we're giving up on that. I'm pulled away, I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair. Beside the bed, I read this past week's New Yorker and watch him paint Antarctica, and watch him paint Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast, get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards.
Yeah. Sure. just want it back. I'll stay if it's okay.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. You gotta get swifty. You gotta get swifty in here.
And right now, you guys are swifty into Local 107.3 FM with Vailville Binks on Hipsters Hate Us, doing just such a great show right now. You just heard in that last set from Adam Washburn with his track Looking Back, coming from his album Lift Me Up. Right now, I'm talking to Lauren Kirkpatrick on the good old Facebook social media out there, and he's saying he's the drummer in this band. Now, I see that he does not feature on this album, so I thought maybe he was just a touring member, but I guess he's the official drummer, and he is loving this stuff. He's saying all the music right now is pure fire, and if you want to get in contact with Lauren, just go over to Second Spin sometime when he's working, buy some records off this guy, and support local as much as you can. So my little shout out for that guy, and of course Adam Washburn. We also had Ronan Keaton in this set with Love Won't Work If We Don't Try. This was written by lead singer of the New Radicals, Greg Alexander, which if any of you know is one of my favorite pop songwriters of all time. I'm not a big fan when he gives his songs to other people. I know he kind of just does that now. He's just a songwriter on the side. But if there was one person that sings them the best, I would have to say it's Ronan Keating. Or maybe, I'm trying to think of his name right now, the guy from Maroon 5. Can't think of his name right now. Escaping my mind. But those two guys, they really have. Adam Levine. There we go. I had it. It came in my head. Those two guys, if there's any people that could sing Greg Alexander songs, those are the two that can really belt them out. And we started off this set with Rostam with a track called Bike Dream. That is off their new album, Half Light. I believe it's members from Vampire Weekend, or one of the members. I'm not too positive on that. But just great stuff all around. This is Hipsters Hate Us that you were listening to on Local 107.3 FM. We're going to be heading off into a band that has not released music since like 1997. They just came out with a new album. This is Black Grape with a track that it says three words that I don't know if these three things would go together, but you guys let me know. This is Black Grape with Whiskey, Wine, and Ham.
Yeah! Stick around.
Chopping doctors, we are watchful, we're unconscious. Blondie says it's on
understand the train has been moving along, but suddenly we must come to a stop. You guys have been listening to Hipsters Hate Us with Vailville Binks on Local 107.3 FM. Hopefully you enjoyed your music ride for this evening. The last songs you just heard were from You Do Right with a track called Whilst You Save Your Skins. And this band basically took their name from an old song from a band called Can, which is a krautrock band back in the late 60s and I believe 70s. Maybe they broke up in the 80s. Just really cool that they can bring back that stuff and use their name based on a song from a band that I really love. Check out You Do Right and check out some old school Can music. You will not be disappointed. We also heard from The Dream Syndicate with their track The Circle. What's really cool about this group is that they broke up, or at least had their last album in 1988. They have not put out new music till this year in September with their newest album, How Did I Find Myself Here? It's just crazy that old alternative post-punk bands can, you know, take this huge amount of time, come back with something new, and it'd be just as good as their old classics. Really loving that song, Distorted, awesome. One of the Hipsters Hate Us listeners online is saying it kind of sounds like Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, so it really has that gritty, awesome vibe. And we started off with Black Grape with their track Whiskey, Wine, and Ham, which they have just put up their newest album in 20 years called Pop Voodoo. That is Sean Ryder, if you guys know who that is. He featured on Gorilla's track called Dare, which was their only number one hit in the UK. He's also in another group called Happy Monday, so if you can, check out anything from Sean Ryder and his boys. He is one of the greatest UK musicians, even though his voice can be, it takes a little time to get used to. Anyways, you guys have been again listening to Hipsters Hate Us, which is live every Thursday from 6 to 7. The show re-airs Monday mornings from 11 till 12. You can find every episode available on Mixcloud.com, and because of the radio exchange, you might be hearing me in other campus and community stations, so that's cool stuff there. We're going to be finishing the night off with our featured artist of the night. I posted him on the good old social media. That, of course, is Marilyn Manson, who has just come out with a new record called Heaven Upside Down. I heard an early review of it. People seem to really liking it. They're saying that it's Manson's pop album, and he's going back to basics. He's not so depressed anymore, and even though maybe this song, Blood Honey, is a little mellow, I guess he's just really popping it up and rocking back to those Antichrist superstar days. Anyways, let's let Marilyn Manson fade us out with Blood Honey, and remember to tune in to Hipsters Hate Us, same time, same place.
Hanging from a ceiling, so I